We continue now with the biblical treasury of the Catechism compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Question 156. How is baptism given? Whoever baptizes should pour water on the head of the person to be baptized, and say, while pouring the water, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. See, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? Acts chapter 8, verse 36. Going therefore teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized? Acts chapter 10, verse 47. Rise up and be baptized, and wash away thy sins. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Question 157. How many kinds of baptism are there? There are three kinds of baptism: baptism of water, of desire, and of blood. And John also was baptizing in Enon near Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. John chapter 3, verse 23. He who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, he it is that baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. John chapter 1, verse 33. I have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Mark chapter 1, verse 8, Acts chapter 11, verse 16, and John chapter 1, verse 26. He shall baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, and Luke chapter 3, verse 16. John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Acts chapter 1, verse 5, and chapter 11, verse 16. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou shalt come into thy kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. I have a baptism wherewith I am to be baptized. Luke chapter 12, verse 50. He that shall lose his life for me shall find it. Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, chapter 16, verse 25, Mark chapter 8, verse 35, Luke chapter 17, verse 33, and chapter 9, verse 24. Question 158. What is baptism of water? Baptism of water is that which is given by pouring water on the head of the person to be baptized, and saying at the same time, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Psalms chapter 50, verse 9. The laver of water in the word of life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. A fountain for the washing of the sinner. Zacharias chapter 13, verse 1. A laver of regeneration. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Question 159. What is baptism of desire? Baptism of desire is an ardent wish to receive baptism and to do all that God has ordained for our salvation. You shall seek me and shall find me when you shall seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Wash me yet more from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Psalms chapter 50, verse 4. A contrite and humbled heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalms Psalms chapter 50, verse 19. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Acts chapter 10, verse 47. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou shalt come into thy kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. And Joel chapter 2, verse 32. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts chapter 9, verse 6. In whom, Christ, you also, after you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also believing you were signed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance, unto the redemption of acquisition. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Question 160. What is baptism of blood? Baptism of blood is the shedding of one's blood for the faith of Christ. He that shall lose his life for me shall find it. Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, chapter 16, verse 25. Mark chapter 8, verse 35. Luke chapter 9, verse 24. And chapter 17, verse 33. These are they who are come out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Apocalypse chapter 7, verse 14. They loved not their lives unto death. Apocalypse chapter 12, verse 11. And Herod, sending, killed all the men children that were in Bethlehem. Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. Apocalypse chapter 6, verse 9, and chapter 20, verse 4. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Apocalypse chapter 14, verse 13. Question 161. Is baptism of desire or of blood sufficient to produce the effects of baptism of water? Baptism of desire or of blood is sufficient to produce the effects of the baptism of water if it is impossible to receive the baptism of water. Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints. Wisdom chapter 5, verse 5. You shall seek me and shall find me, when you shall seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. He that shall lose his life for me shall find it. Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Question 162. What do we promise in baptism? In baptism, we promise to renounce the devil with all his works and pomps. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For this purpose the Son of God appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. And let everyone depart from iniquity who nameth the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that are given us from God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. And many of them who had followed curious arts brought together their books and burnt them before all. Acts chapter 19, verse 19. Our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Love not the world, nor the things which are in the world. 1 John 2nd chapter, verse 15. Question 163. Why is the name of a saint given in baptism? The name of a saint given in baptism in order that the person baptized may imitate his virtues and have him for a protector. The Lord God shall call his servants by another name. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15. And thou shalt be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 2. To him that overcometh, I will give the hidden manna, and will give him a white counter, and in the counter a new name written. Apocalypse chapter 2, verse 17. Abraham, Genesis 17, verse 5. Israel, Genesis chapter 32, 28. John is in Luke chapter 1, verse 63. Peter in John chapter 1, verse 42. And Paul, Acts 13, verse 9. Question 164. Why are godfathers and godmothers given in baptism? Godfathers and godmothers are given in baptism in order that they may promise in the name of the child what the child itself would promise if it had the use of reason. All that could understand promising for their brethren with their chief men, and they came to promise and swear that they would walk in the law of God which he gave in the hand of Moses, the servant of God, that they would do and keep all the commandments of the Lord our God, and his judgments, and his ceremonies. 2 Esdras, chapter 10, verse 29. But if any man have not care of his own, and especially of those of his house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 8. He that instructeth his son shall be praised in him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 30, verse 2. He desireth not a multitude of faithless and unprofitable children. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 22. Hast thou children? Instruct them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 25. Question 165. What is the obligation of a godfather and a godmother? The obligation of a godfather and a godmother is to instruct the child in its religious duties if the parents neglect to do so or die. His father is dead, and he is as if he were not dead, for he hath left one behind him that is like himself. Ecclesiasticus chapter 30, verse 4. They that instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. I will not cease to instruct their offspring even to the holy age. Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verse 46. That the land of all most dear to thee might receive a worthy colony of the children of God. Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 7. Lesson 15th, on Confirmation. Question 166. What is confirmation? Confirmation is a sacrament through which we receive the Holy Ghost to make us strong and perfect Christians and soldiers of Jesus Christ. They sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For he was not as yet come upon any of them, but they were only baptized. Then they laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. When Paul had imposed his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Acts chapter 19, verse 6. Of the doctrine of baptisms and imposition of hands. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2. Now he that confirmeth us with you in Christ, and that hath anointed us, is God, who also hath sealed us, and given the pledge of the Spirit in our hearts. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Believing in Christ, you were signed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. We have received the Spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that are given us from God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Confirm, O God, what thou hast wrought in us. Psalms chapter 67, verse 29. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Labor as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Be you therefore perfect, as also your heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Question 167. Who administers confirmation? The bishop is the ordinary minister of confirmation. They sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. By the imposition of the hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given. Acts chapter 8, verse 18. When Paul had imposed his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Acts chapter 19, verse 6. We sent Timothy to confirm you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2. Question 168. How does the bishop give confirmation? The bishop extends his hands over those who are to be confirmed, prays that they may receive the Holy Ghost, and anoints the forehead of each with holy chrism in the form of a cross. Who when they were come prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verse 15. Then they laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verse 17, and chapter 19, verse 6. Question 169. What is Holy Chrism? Holy Chrism is a mixture of olive oil and balm consecrated by the bishop. Take spices of principal and chosen myrrh, 500 sickles, and of cinnamon half so much, of calamus in like manner 250, and of cassia 500 sickles by the weight of the sanctuary, of oil of olives the measure hin, and thou shalt make the holy oil of unction. Exodus chapter 30, verses 23 to 25. This oil of unction shall be holy unto me throughout your generations. Exodus chapter 30, verse 31. Thou shalt consecrate all with the oil of unction, that they may be most holy. Exodus chapter 40, verse 11. Question 170. What does the bishop say in anointing the person he confirms? In anointing the person he confirms, the bishop says, I sign thee with the sign of the cross, and I confirm thee with the chrism of salvation, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Peter and John, who when they were come prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verse 15. Then they lay hands upon them and they receive the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. You were signed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Question 171. What is meant by anointing the forehead with chrism in the form of a cross? By anointing the forehead with chrism in the form of a cross is meant that the Christian who is confirmed must openly profess and practice his faith, never be ashamed of it, and rather die than deny it. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. Psalms chapter 22, verse 5. With my holy oil I have anointed him, for my hand shall help him. Psalms chapter 88, verses 21 and 22. And as for you, let the unction which you have received from him abide in you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Psalms chapter 44, verse 8. Every one that shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, which is moved and carried about by the wind. James chapter 1, verse 6. Question 172. Why does the bishop give the person he confirms a slight blow on the cheek? The bishop gives the person he confirms a slight blow on the cheek to put him in mind that he must be ready to suffer everything, even death, for the sake of Christ. For unto you it is given for Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. I count all things to be but loss for the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Who is he that can hurt you if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice' sake, blessed are ye. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Question 173. To receive confirmation worthily, is it necessary to be in the state of grace? To receive confirmation worthily, it is necessary to be in the state of grace. Wisdom will not enter into a malicious soul, nor dwell in a body subject to sins. Wisdom, chapter 1, verse 4. For the Holy Spirit of discipline will flee from the deceitful, and will withdraw himself from thoughts that are without understanding, and he shall not abide when iniquity cometh in. Wisdom, chapter 1, verse 5. To him that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. Luke chapter 12, verse 10, Matthew chapter 12, verse 32, and Mark chapter 3, verse 29. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Question 174. What special preparation should be made to receive confirmation? Persons of an age to learn should know the chief mysteries of faith and the duties of a Christian, and be instructed in the nature and effects of this sacrament. Being ready always to satisfy every one that asketh you a reason of that hope which is in you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. There is nothing so much worth as an well-instructed soul. Ecclesiasticus chapter 26, verse 18. Question 175. Is it a sin to neglect confirmation? It is a sin to neglect confirmation, especially in these evil days when faith and morals are exposed to so many and such violent temptations. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Joel chapter 2, verse 28, and Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, and chapter 6, verse 13. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith? 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Lesson 16th in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, on the gifts and fruits of the Holy Ghost. Question 176. Which are the effects of confirmation? The effects of confirmation are an increase of sanctifying grace, the strengthening of our faith, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost. By whom he hath given us most great and precious promises, that by these you may be made partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. James chapter 1, verse 17. There are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. For who distinguisheth thee, or what hast thou that thou hast not received? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Then they laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Be strengthened in the Lord, and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, and chapter 6, verse 13. Question 177. Which are the gifts of the Holy Ghost? The gifts of the Holy Ghost are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of fortitude, the Spirit of knowledge and of godliness, and he shall be filled with the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. I will give you spirit, and you shall live. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 6. And hath filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all learning. Exodus chapter 35, verse 31. Where is thy fear, thy fortitude, thy patience, and the perfection of thy ways? Job chapter 4, verse 6. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Be zealous for spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Question 178. Why do we receive the gift of fear of the Lord? We receive the gift of fear of the Lord to fill us with a dread of sin. And I will give my fear in their heart, that they may not revolt from me. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 40. And Moses said to the people, Fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that the dread of him might be in you, and you should not sin. Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to decline from the ruin of death. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 27. And thy heart hath been moved to fear, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord. 4 Kings chapter 22, verse 19. Let the fear of the Lord be with you, and do all things with diligence. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 19, verse 7. The fear of the Lord hateth evil. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord driveth out sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 27. No evil shall happen to him that feareth the Lord, but in temptation God will keep him and deliver him from evils. Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, verse 1. And Jehoshaphat, being seized with fear, betook himself wholly to pray to the Lord. 2 Parlopharmenon chapter 20, verse 3. O how great is the multitude of thy sweetness, O Lord, which thou hast hidden for them that fear thee. Psalms chapter 30, verse 20. The eyes of the Lord are on them that fear him. Psalms chapter 32, verse 18. The unjust hath said within himself that he would sin. There is no fear of God before his eyes. Psalms chapter 35, verse 2. Give place to the fear of the Most High, for the fear of God is all wisdom. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 18. The soul of him that feareth the Lord is blessed. Ecclesiasticus chapter 34, verse 17. Man knoweth not whether he be worthy of love or hatred. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 1. The fear of the Lord is honor and glory and gladness and a crown of joy. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 11. They that fear the Lord will seek after the things that are well-pleasing to him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 19. He that feareth God neglecteth nothing. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 19. He that feareth God will do good. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 1. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalms chapter 110, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and chapter 9, verse 10. And Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 16. The fear of God is the beginning of his love. The beginning of faith is to be fast joined unto it. Ecclesiasticus chapter 25, verse 16. The fear of the Lord is the lesson of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. For this end thou hast put thy fear in our hearts, to the intent that we should call upon thy name. Baruch chapter 3, verse 7. With him that feareth the Lord it shall go well in the latter end, and in the day of his death he shall be blessed. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 13. With fear and trembling work out your salvation. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Fear him that can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and Luke chapter 12, verse 5. Pierce thou my flesh with thy fear, for I am afraid of thy judgments. Psalms chapter 118, verse 120. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, he shall delight exceedingly in his commandments. Psalms chapter 111, verse 1, and Proverbs chapter 28, verse 14. He hath blessed all that fear the Lord, both little and great. Psalms chapter 113, verse 13. Question 179. Why do we receive the gift of piety? We receive the gift of piety to make us love God as a Father and obey Him because we love Him. You have received the Spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Let us therefore love God because God first hath loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Thy name shall be named to thee, the honor of piety. Baruch chapter 5, verse 4. And we know that to them that love God, all things work together unto good, to such as, according to his purpose, are called to be saints. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. For the Father himself loveth you. John chapter 16, verse 27. Godliness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Be ye therefore followers of God as most dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. They that love him will keep his way, they shall be filled with his law. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. Question 180. Why do we receive the gift of knowledge? We receive the gift of knowledge to enable us to discover the will of God in all things. Knowledge is a fountain of life to him that possesseth it. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 22. Where there is no knowledge of the soul, there is no good. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2. Lord, open his eyes that he may see. 4 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. Make the way known to me wherein I should walk. Psalms chapter 142, verse 8. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may come in and go out before thy people. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 1, verse 10, and Wisdom chapter 9, verse 10. The knowledge of the holy is prudence. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Man knoweth not his own end, but as fishes are taken with the hook, so men are taken in the evil time. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 12. Now this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. We cease not to pray for you, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. The unwise hate knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. Who have said to God, Depart from us, we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Job chapter 21, verse 14. Therefore is my people led away captive, because they had not knowledge. Therefore hath hell enlarged her soul, and opened her mouth without any bounds. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. Question 181. Why do we receive the gift of fortitude? We receive the gift of fortitude to strengthen us to do the will of God in all things. Do you therefore take courage, and let not your hands be weakened, for there shall be a reward for your work. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 15, verse 7. For we are the children of saints, and look for that life which God will give to those that never change their faith from him. Tobias chapter 2, verse 18. Be not rebellious against the Lord, and fear ye not the people of this land, for we are able to eat them up as bread. Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. If thou say in thy heart, These nations are more than I, how shall I be able to destroy them? Fear not, but remember what the Lord thy God did to Pharaoh and to all the Egyptians. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 17 and 18. What man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest he make the hearts of his brethren to fear. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 8, and Judges chapter 7, verse 3. The Lord who is your leader, he himself will be with thee. He will not leave thee nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. Do manfully and be of good heart. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Take thou courage and show thyself a man. 3 Kings chapter 2 verse 2. Act like a man, and take courage, and do, fear not, and be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God will be with thee, and will not leave thee, nor forsake thee. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 28 verse 20. Behave like men, for there are many more with us than with him. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 32 verse 7. The just man shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Job chapter 17 verse 9. The success of war is not in the multitude of the army, but strength cometh from heaven. 1 Maccabees chapter 3 verse 19. The trying of your faith worketh patience, and patience hath a perfect work. James chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. And they indeed went from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were accounted worthy to suffer reproach for the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 5 verse 41. He shall not be moved forever that dwelleth in Jerusalem. Psalms chapter 124 verses 1 and 2. Strive for justice for thy soul, and even unto death fight for justice, and God will overthrow thy enemies for thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4 verse 33. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. I can do all things in him who strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. We will continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on tape number 8. Please join us.